live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back to another action-packed episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Coming at you almost live from the Camaro Z28.com compound in Detroit, Michigan.
Episode number 33. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And what the hell's going on, Jason?
Let's get on to the big news.
What's the big news?
Everybody's been talking about the latest issue of GM High-Tech Performance. And you probably got it in the mail. And if you haven't, you've probably seen people talking about it on the message board. In huge letters, Camaro a go. It's a fact. GM confirms production.
Yeah, it's kind of misleading.
Let me preface that by saying that, first of all, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. GM High-Tech is really the only magazine for late model GM stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, you go look on the shelf, what else can you find? Pick a Motor Trend Car and Driver, but that's not going to deal just with GM cars. It's going to bash GM cars.
Most of the time they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, we love the magazine. We support it entirely. But just seeing the cover, we're not too sure how to take that because it hasn't been confirmed by GM officially.
Formally, right.
And I know that some print magazines have like a 3-month lead time from the time that the articles are written to the time it hits the newsstands.
Right, and even up until now, even with the New York Auto Show, there hasn't been anything announced, you know, except that the car is doing extremely well in New York as well. So it's kind of misleading.
Yeah.
And I mean, we could have made the same, you know, news on January whatever when it was shown in Detroit and just blew everybody away, you know.
It's easy to see that and get excited. I mean, how can you not?
Right.
You know, we're dying for this car. We really want it to happen. We think it's going to happen, but it just ain't official until it's official, as we've been saying.
So, and I don't know where they're pulling the dates out from, too.
Yeah, 2010?
2010?
Yeah. I mean, that's another 4 years away. And if it is true, and it could be, but, you know.
It could be.
If it is true, that's going to be one of the worst mistakes GM could make, because with the incredible fanfare that this car has gotten, they can't afford to wait another 4 years.
They need to build it now.
Without a doubt.
Get all their ducks in a row, you know, find the plant, put in their orders to the manufacturers, and get this car built.
I'm sure it's not that easy, of course.
Any car is not that easy.
They really can't wait until 2010. By then, other things are going to come out that's going to steal everybody's attention, and by the time it does come out, they're going to go, Camaro what? I think I remember that from the 2006 auto show 4 years ago, and now I've got this, so I'm not interested anymore. And it's going to just fizzle, I think.
Well, they're going to have to keep up the fanfare on it, that's for sure. They're going to have to bring this car all over the place.
But how can they do that for 4 years straight?
I don't know.
I mean,
the only way they can bring back the Camaro Legends Tour. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, I wish they
would. Travel that thing all over the country again with either the red, the silver, or both cars, you know, as part of the Camaro Legends Tour again.
Yeah, but even if they did, how many times can you see the car without saying, just please build it already, okay? I've already seen it at the previous show, the last year, the same show last year, and here it is again. When are you going to build it? That's what everybody wants to know. When are you going to build it?
Right.
GM High-Tech is 2010. We hope it's not that long.
Personally, I'd like to get where their information's coming from, too.
I'm kind of curious myself because, you know, we've got a direct line on the info, and
sure,
we don't release anything until we're authorized to do so, but believe me.
I mean, sure, we could speculate that it's going to be out in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Let's slap that on the front page.
Of the
Camaro, yeah, Camaro's a go, 2008.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. We're not going to do that, though.
No. I mean, all credit in the world to GM High-Tech. We love you guys. You know, you support us, and we support you, too, but I don't know about this one, and well, I mean, it was kind of cool that they did feature a picture of me and my car on page 14.
Yeah,
but
let's talk about that.
There's not much to talk about.
Sure, I mean, there is.
They asked us what we thought about it, and I gave my 2 cents, and they asked us to send a picture of us with our cars, and I sent mine in. And
so
well,
did I didn't get in.
Yeah, so, you know, what's up with that?
That's okay. I've been in enough.
Well, in that case, cool. Check me and my car out on page 14.
The number one.
The first opinion mentioned, so. But
that was pretty cool.
We're not the only ones that think the same way about, you know, the cover and the article inside this issue, which incidentally is the May 2006 issue if you guys are looking for it, but you can't miss it. Huge letters on the cover, Camaro a go.
Yeah.
A good friend of ours, Chris Lavoti, called in and left a message and gave his thoughts on not only the car but the New York Auto Show, and here's what he had to say.
Hey, Chris, Jason. It's Chris Lavoti, Chris L. from Orange County, New York, checking in. The Camaro Concepts Tour of North America made a stop at New York City this week. We were there last Thursday, and let me tell you, if looking at the Camaro Concept doesn't get your heart pumping faster, you better go see a cardiologist fast. The overwhelmingly positive response to the Camaro Concept is truly amazing. For those of you that missed my post in a fifth-gen form with photos from New York, be sure to check out Dave Hamburger's online photo album. Dave got some terrific shots of the Silver Concept. GM can't build this car soon enough, which leads me to my second point for this call. I'm sure by now many of you have seen the latest cover of GM HTP proclaiming, "It's a fact, GM confirms production." Now, I understand for media is in it to make money and move copies, but please. Since the unveiling in Detroit in January, everyone at GM, from the CEO on down, has given every indication that the Camaro will be resurrected. However, anyone halfway in the know is completely aware that GM has not made any official announcements regarding production. To me, GM HTP, a magazine dedicated to GM performance vehicles, really displayed some irresponsible journalism there. Shame on them, and I'm being polite only putting it that way. Come on, GM HTP, if that's how you're going to handle it, then skip the news and stick to the tech articles and event coverage. Anyway, guys, take care. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon. Camaro Z28 Podcast rule.
Thanks for your commentary, Chris.
It's a great report.
Yeah, you sound just like Frank Rizzo from the Jerky Boys. Yeah, it's right there, Jerky. Love that New York accent.
Yep, it just sounds tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of said a mouthful there, Chris, so thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in. Giving us a report, especially on the New York Auto Show, too. Yeah, that's really cool of you.
We also got a interesting email out of the blue.
Yeah, we sure did.
And, well, it's short and sweet.
Short and sweet, sure is, but I'm not going to give any names.
Which is probably for the better.
Yeah.
So, let's get on with this.
Okay, here's an email that Jason and I both received today. See if you can see what's wrong with this message. The message simply says, "What's the status of my 2002 tax refund?" How the hell are we supposed to know?
Considering that it is 2006, and we are CamaroZ28.com, we're not
IRS.gov,
H&R Block.com.
I mean, was there some sort of weird search where they were searching for the IRS and actually got to our site looking? Because
independent rear suspension?
I don't know.
Well, if you're listening, thank you for confusing the heck out of us.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I replied back, but I never got a response. I just said, thanks for contacting us. But why would you contact us for your tax refund?
And we've received
from 2002.
We have received some very strange emails over the years, but that one is...
It's got to be up there is the bizarre level.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, going off that, you guys can, send us an email or leave us a voicemail message and get in on the contest we're still doing to give away an iPod a month for your emails or voicemails.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to enter this other one in.
About the taxes?
Yeah.
No. See, the idea is that as long as we can actually use it, the voicemail or the email in the podcast, that generates some discussion or thought-provoking or just has some quality content that we can use to get you listeners interacting a little bit more with the podcast, we'll enter that as an entry. And at the end of each month, we're sending out a free iPod. So keep those voicemails and emails coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do it, it's really easy. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
And that's how easy it is to do. So next week we're going to be giving away our second iPod.
Yeah, Eric the Man, has received his first iPod, sent us an email thanking us a lot for it. So.
Seems like he loves it.
You know what? Thank you for participating.
Excellent. Well, on another subject here of contest, we actually entered into a podcast contest, for the CamaroZ28.com podcast in the Podcast-O-Rama.
And what's that, Chris?
Well, basically, we submitted our podcast to a site where they're bracketing up a bunch of other podcasts, and they pit us against each other until we have a grand prize winner.
And that's going to be us.
I don't know about that, but we'll see how we do. So, you can go ahead and vote for us, And I'm going to list the link in the podcast forum and in our show notes. And you can go over there and vote for us. And I think the winner gets to do their show live on tpsradio.net, I believe.
Okay.
So it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, we'll see how far we can go.
Yeah.
And we do our best to bring you a quality Camaro goodies and with a little dose of humor. So definitely check the link and vote for us.
Yeah.
And see how far we can go.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, that leads us into our site of the week.
Ah, my favorite. Here it comes.
Yep.
I tell you what, let's look, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four. Website review. We're going to be on a website.
In this age of digital homogeny,
it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Here's one that's been around for kind of a while. I want to say it started somewhere around 97, 98, 99 area.
Yeah, late 90s.
Installuniversity.com. It hasn't really been getting a whole lot of mentioning like it used to lately.
Right.
Could be because it hasn't been updated in a while, but nevertheless, the content is great. Basically, what it is it's a website for install documents and tech articles for LSX being LS1, LS6,
yep.
Powered vehicles, and also on a interesting twist, Mercedes-Benz, and it even has a link to a company about septic tanks and grease traps, which I'm thoroughly confused on. But the guts of it is, of course, for the LSX vehicles, the 97 on up Corvette and 1998 and up Camaro and Firebird. And it's a pretty cool site. It's just got all these install documents and tech articles and miscellaneous information on how to do things to your car, how to install things to your car. It's broken down very interestingly, because it starts out with the freshman year installation, the basic stuff to get you started, and then it moves into the sophomore year, which is things that they've installed on the webmasters have installed on their car during the second year of ownership, or an install that's moderate in difficulty. It's a really cool site, especially because you know people are buying and selling new Camaros every
day. Sure, sure. In fact, you know, I even use the site.
Oh, I do too.
When I replaced the thermostat in my 2000 SS, and I put in a 160 thermostat when I got the HyperTech programmer,
right? Okay.
I used this very site to, I think it was bleed the lines and, you know, figure out how to put the thermostat in because it was different from the LT1.
Yeah, and all the, and what I like about it is that it's got step-by-step instructions with plenty of images with arrows and diagrams. And,
easy to follow.
Yep, absolutely.
It's almost like a dummy's guide to, you know, modifying your LSX motor.
Yep, and there's plenty of good info there. So if you haven't checked it out, if you're a new LS1 owner, which there is bunches
every day,
check it out, man. Installuniversity.com. The slogan is Get Your Degree. So there you have it. Well, just before we wrap things up, we want to give some credit to our friends who help moderate the message board.
Yep.
There's about 20 or 30 of them.
It's a thankless job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They take a lot of heat for helping us maintain the message forum.
Yeah.
And they volunteer their time. You know, that's what they do, is they contribute their time. They don't get anything out of it other than the satisfaction of knowing that they're helping the community to stay well-maintained and clean and keep the garbage off from it that people
exactly.
like to float in and out with.
Spammers
so,
and...
Our eternal thanks to our message board moderators for helping out.
Yep.
And
we salute you.
Yeah, yeah. And don't give them any crap.
Yeah. We'll ban your ass.
That's right. They do a great job, and we appreciate it. We couldn't not mention that every now and then. So thanks, guys, if you're listening. We appreciate the help.
Yep.
And, well, I guess that's going to do it for this week of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. We want to thank everybody for listening in again. And we will be back next week for Podcast 34.
Excellent. All right, see you later.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.